spiritual practice, sacrifice to God. The Keeper of Knowledge gave the disciples an opportunity to be alone with the received knowledge in the deep night sky, which looked at them attentively with myriads of stars. The infinite space of the cosmos, flooded with mystical light, emphasized in the best possible way the spiritual connection of man with the vast universe, permeated with love and divine grace. The spiritual conversation about the richness and invaluableness of poverty opened up other facets of world perception and awakened new realizations in the sage's followers, which required reflection and silence. The keeper stood next to his disciples and looked at the sky, admiring the beauty that had opened up and feeling spiritual unity with his followers. He sensed their mood very subtly, and when the first impressions of the received knowledge had settled in the minds of the disciples, the wise man came forward and began to speak again.
Remember, the universe may perish, but spiritual endeavors will remain in eternity,
he said, in a low vibrating voice. Hearing the magnetic sounds of the master's voice, the disciples turned to him with awe and gratitude, listening to his wisdom.
God does not want us to be poor and have nothing,
continued the keeper.
God wants us to understand the transitory nature of all things. They are given to us like toys to a child. God has given us everything we have so that we can play with these toys and develop ourselves, learn about ourselves and the world.
Beloved teacher, thank you for giving us this knowledge, for awakening us from our sleep and illusions,
Sophia said reverently, gazing at the sage with her eyes burning with emerald light.
I feel very rich now,
the girl smiled radiantly,
because I am on a spiritual path and my soul is gaining important experience, which will be passed on to the next incarnation. But tell me, Great One, how not to lose this understanding. The material world surrounds us everywhere, and everything around us transmits to us quite different values.
I'll show you a sacred practice,
the sage replied, giving his disciple a warm glance.
Do it every day. It will help you to purify yourself from the external influences of false values and keep your perception of life correct. The practice is called Sacrifice to God.
Great teacher, will you introduce us to this practice today?
Sophia asked with hope and enthusiasm.
Yes, we will do this practice.
The sage nodded majestically.
For this, I suggest you go to the place of power. It is not far from here. But at home, you can do this practice anywhere, preferably in nature. But you can also do it indoors if you can tune in, disconnect from everything, and devote a few minutes to it. And you can also make sacrifice to God during the practice, time of tears. But we will do it next time.
The students greeted the news of the spiritual practice with enthusiasm and excitement. They looked forward with joyful anticipation to a new spiritual experience that would bring them closer to God and give them the opportunity to live out the realizations they had received. The sage led the disciples down a grassy path. They walked, tuning in to what was to come and lighting the way with special street lamps, which from afar seemed to be the flickering lights of souls searching for their path in the thick darkness. At first, the path led past bushes of lushly blooming acacia trees. Then, more and more, often we met fluffy fir trees, slender pines, and juniper bushes. From the tall grass came the peaceful chirping of crickets. The students walked barefoot. The ground had warmed up perfectly during the hot day and had not yet had time to cool down. The soft grass touched their feet, giving them a slight, pleasant coolness. When the sage stopped, the followers found themselves in a spacious, round clearing, generously flooded with bright moonlight. The clouds had now completely cleared away, and the cosmos, with its twinkling starry eyes, seemed even closer and at the same time, infinitely deeper. The sage's assistants had placed street lamps around the clearing to emphasize the mystical atmosphere. When everyone stood in a circle in the clearing, one of the students, a short-haired, blonde-haired man, asked the keeper a question.
Master, You said that the practice is called sacrifice to God. Tell me, what are we going to sacrifice? Do I understand correctly that we are not talking about material things?
The most valuable thing God can give us is not material things or position in society,
said the wise man with a transparent smile.
God gives us himself, his love, grace, happiness. Because often even the richest people of the earth are deeply unhappy, not knowing the gifts we can receive from God. And we can learn to give God everything we have. This includes material things and everything we are attached to. Status, our work, close people, children, parents, everything we dream of and regret.
Master, but it is very difficult to give everything to God. Our dreams, our thoughts, everything we have achieved during our life, and even our close people,
said the young blonde student.
Yes, Veronica, it is not easy,
confirmed the sage.
But by doing it, by giving everything to God, we separate ourselves from everything false, free ourselves from all fetters. Everything in this world already belongs to God. The entire world, including all living beings, is his creation. That is why we should not be attached to things, people, position, or current situations. One should understand and remember that all this is temporary and is given to us by God as a certain lesson for working out the qualities of the soul.
And if all living beings are God's creations, then every human being is also God's creation. So we should give ourselves to him too?
Lisa asked, shaking her fiery red hair.
That's right,
confirmed the wise man calmly.
Remember, each of us is Atman, a part of the divine spirit. Your journey on earth is the experience you are having to return to God.
Master, can this be understood as a test?
Ilona, a short-haired skinny brunette, asked, looking at the keeper with a penetrating gaze.
It can be,
he answered confidently.
Very well, if we use all this to develop ourselves. And if we pass the test given to us by God with honor, like Job and other righteous people, God will give us even more than what we have. As I said before, the very word wealth comes from the word God. By making this sacrifice, we are making a spiritual effort. And this effort will remain in eternity with your soul, even if the universe itself perishes and is reborn again. But this sacrifice should be given with light joy, with gratitude to God, without regret, without anger, without negative thoughts and self-pity.
At that moment, there was a deep, ringing silence in the clearing. The light of the moon and distant stars shimmered and shimmered in the air. The street lamps arranged around the perimeter of the clearing illuminated the space from below, forming islands of light that gave rise to bizarre shadows. The disciples stood in a circle for a while, concentrating. They were about to undergo an important test, and each of them was thinking about the sacrifice they would make to God. Each of them had different life experiences, different achievements, different family status, but each of them had something to lose. Material values, loved ones, dreams and aspirations, thoughts and feelings. Everyone understood that something very important was about to happen that would change their perception, give them a unique sense of God's closeness, help them go beyond the boundaries of the usual and look at the world in a completely different way. When the wise man felt that the disciples were ready for the test, he stood in a circle with all of them, and his thunderous, all-penetrating voice spread over the clearing.
Imagine everything we have, all that we are attached to, people, things, position, also what we want in the future, what we regret, what we have lost in the past.
The keeper paused, giving the disciples the opportunity to imagine and realize their own sacrifice to the Lord in as much detail as possible.
All that we have, we present to God, we give to him. I'm going to say the words and you repeat them mentally or aloud. Try to feel and let each phrase into you. Now take a deep breath and a slow exhalation. Breathe evenly. Feel that everything in this world is saturated with the love of God, that everything around you are His creation, that you too are a part of this world. Again, take a deep breath and slowly exhale.
The sage paused again and continued in a deep, meditative voice.
Lord, I realize that everything belongs to you, that it is all yours, and you have given it to me for a time, for my development and perfection. I dedicate it all to you.
The lips of the disciples moved, repeating the words of the sage, and the moonlit glade was enveloped in a low hum of voices. The concentrated faces of the men and women showed determination and sincere gratitude to God for His care for their development and His absolute love.
I give it to you, for I know that it is all yours, and that everything you do is for my good, both when you give it and when you take it away.
The disciples recited the words of practice with the utmost dedication and commitment. They were not just words. At this very moment, there was a marvelous mystery of communion with God, of surrendering to Him and accepting His love. The people standing in the circle felt their sacrifice. Some of the disciples had tears in their eyes. So deep was the spiritual experience. At that moment, they were giving everything they had to God. It was hard, but at the same time, joyful. It was an opportunity to throw off the shackles that had been pulling people down all this time. And this was the only possible path that every soul was destined to take sooner or later.
Here is my ego, my lie, separate from you and from the world. I give myself to you with love, for I am your creation.
The sage's followers sincerely repeated his words, giving themselves to God. Sparks of divine revelation lit up in their eyes, and this inner light illuminated their souls from within. Their tense, concentrated faces were smoothed, and an expression of grace appeared on them. Now, they were dissolving in God. They were simultaneously in every particle of the universe. They felt themselves as a powerful wind swaying the tops of century-old pines, and a small blade of grass under their feet, a leaf falling from a tree, meditatively twirling in the air, and the entire vast living planet. And everywhere, in every atom of the universe, His love was poured out. The hearts of the disciples were filled with this love, cleansed of all dirt, all husks, all false and unimportant. Their souls shone with crystal purity. All of them were seized by a state of liberation from heavy burdens and enlightenment. Seeing the experience of the followers, the Master paused again to give them an opportunity to feel the experience fully. After a while, he spoke again, beginning to say the words of the prayer,
Lord, help me to awaken and not to fall asleep, to see myself real and not to forget. Separate yourself from the filth and lies, to serve you and people till the end of my days. Let me know your will, and give me the humility to accept it. Teach me to forgive and forgive my sins, to love thee and all thy creatures. Let me be forever dissolved in thy grace, and let it be so forever for thy glory and for the good of men.
The glade was again surrounded by the hum of voices. The disciples repeated the poetic prayer following the Keeper of Knowledge, glorifying God, fully accepting His will, dissolving in the sublime emotions, grace, divine light, and love. When the words of the prayer were said, the teacher spread his hands with open palms upwards, and the glade was illuminated with a bright light, woven from golden threads of energy. Everything around shimmered and sparkled, and this energy rushed to the sage with a powerful pillar of light. He accepted the shining stream and went to the nearest disciple, red-haired Lisa. The Master gently placed his hand on the girl's head, and light flowed from the centers of his palms, filling her body and aura with milky white energy.
My blessing is with you.
Aum,
said the sage and moved further along the circle, placing his palms on the heads of his disciples and filling them with the pure energy of divine love. The keeper of knowledge went around all the followers, giving them the blessing and the flow of the energy of grace. The disciples were in a soaring, sublime state. They looked at this world, but they saw it in a completely different way. And this feeling took over them completely, becoming the most important impression in this incarnation. That profound realization for the sake of which they had been sent by God to earth. When the meditation was over, the Master's followers remained in this marvelous spiritual state for a long time and experienced sublime emotions. Tears of purification involuntarily flowed from the eyes of some disciples, washing away everything contrived and false, opening their souls to the divine light. Everyone was overflowing with the pure energy of love.
Only now I understand what it means to give myself to God,
Sophia whispered, looking at the wise man with inexpressible gratitude that he had made it possible to have this experience.
And it seemed to me that I actually merged with God,
Lisa shared with awe.
It was as if a huge stone had been hanging on me all this time, and now it fell and I felt so light.
And my soul went up to the sky and looked at this life from there,
Peter said, shocked.
And I felt how much all the things that I cared about, that I used to worry about, that seemed important to me, all this became so distant and insignificant. And the most important thing is what is happening now. When I started looking at the world like this, gave myself to God, and he filled me with light.
The disciples remained in a filled state for a long time and shared their discoveries, while the sage listened to the disciples with a warm smile. When everyone had spoken, he looked around and solemnly said,
Beloved disciples, now you have made a spiritual effort and received something that will remain with you forever. Remember, the universe may perish, but the spiritual effort will remain forever.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.